Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and I'm so excited for you to be here listening with us. We're going to be talking about everything from being creative to running businesses to just being all around boss babes and even some pop culture. So make sure you stay tuned, subscribe, and listen to all of our amazing episodes. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me. I know I've been away for so long. I did not mean for this to happen. Life just got in the way. I got super sick. I've been sick for the last month, and it's just been hectic. So, hi. Hey, how are you? I've missed you guys so much. You have no idea. So, today we're going to be talking about my latest launch because I wanted to tell you guys like how I did it, how I set up the program, and we're also going to talk about in full detail the Avengers Endgame movie and my feelings on it. And if you're not interested in spoilers, I will give you a spoiler warning ahead of time, and I will give you a time to skip to in the show notes so you can find where you need to go. But yeah, so we're going to be doing that, and I'm just going to tell you all about my launch. So, let's get into it. If you guys didn't know, I recently launched, actually last Monday, I launched a podcast coaching program called the VIP Coaching Program, and it's a 6-week coaching program where I teach you guys, the people who are signed up for the course, how to start a profitable podcast in 6 weeks. It's so much fun. I absolutely love it. And I wanted to just give you guys some insight onto how I did it and why I did it. So, yes, I decided to do this when I realized I had so much knowledge about podcasting that I wanted to share with people who didn't actually know, because podcasting is becoming such a huge part of running a business, especially since it's growing quicker than YouTube has been. So they're picking up pace, a lot more coming out, and they're helping businesses get new clients, connect with current clients, and it's honestly just amazing. So I wanted to take my knowledge of how to start a podcast, and I wanted to start my own little program. So I did a lot of research on different platforms to host the program on. Originally, it was going to be on my Squarespace website, and then I realized, no, my Squarespace cannot hold that many people. It cannot hold all the content I wanted to hold. So I found the amazing Member Vault. I love it so much. It's such an easy platform to get your course or your program set up on. I literally had mine set up in 3 days. It's so user-friendly, it's very customizable, they're always working on it, and I really, really like the community around it. There's a Facebook group for the platform that you can join, and you get to talk to the founders, the creators, everybody who's on the platform. It's just super amazing. So I set up my entire course on Member Vault, and like I said, it only took like 3 days. Insane, amazing. And from there, I just started writing all the content and figuring out how I could do this and how I could make a profit and how to bring in clients. That was probably the hardest part. But I decided that with this course, I didn't just want it to be somebody logging into a platform, reading a bunch of text and answering questions. And that's not how I wanted my program to be either. So I decided to take that aspect of it and take a more personal aspect of it, like a coaching call, and I combine the two. So with the program, every week there's a coaching call, usually on Mondays, but we're working on refiguring the dates for what works best for the people in the program. And it's just really, it's helped so much. I know it's great for me to be able to get on these calls and connect with everybody and just talk to them, see what they're doing. And I didn't want to just have a group coaching call, because I know sometimes people can feel a little lost, like you did in school, with a bunch of people in the same place. So I also offered 3 one-on-one coaching calls, which I think helps a lot, because I can give them more personalized coaching. So I can hop on call with them, There's three, one in the beginning of the program, one in the middle, and one at the end. And it's a half an hour call where we sit down and we talk about what they're doing, how they've been doing it. And I help them personally because everybody struggles with something a little different. Sometimes it's recording, sometimes it's, you know, promoting, or it's coming up with ideas or formatting. So I can hop on a call with them, hear their own struggles, and help them with that. And to me, I really, really, really love doing that. So I set that up, and then I didn't want to just offer them that. So I decided to offer them a couple freebies. Some of them they don't even know are in the course yet, because that's just something I really love doing, is offering free things to people who I work with and who support what I do, and I want to help support them, so I always offer them little freebies. So with the course, everybody gets an email copy template, they get a brand template where they can go and they can design their own logo and get their own color palette and kind of design their own mini branding kit, and it's super helpful. And at the end of the course, everybody gets a free website template, which is huge. And it's just something I wanted to give back to them because they've all been doing such hard work, and they'll be doing so much hard work during the program that it just seemed like the right idea. So once I figured out everything I wanted to put into the course, it was time to start marketing it. And marketing it, honestly, I decided with this launch to just post about it the way I wanted to post about it. I didn't follow anybody's steps. I didn't try and use any templates or anything for copy, because I know a lot of times when you're doing launch and you have like a coach to listen to a template of here's what you should say in all your posts and blah blah blah. I didn't do that. I went and I talked about why I love the program, why I designed the program, how I'm knowledgeable, how I've made my own profitable podcast. And I just shared with them why I want to do this. So it was super important for me to have this and do this. And I'm really glad I did it that way, because I feel like I connected more with people and they kind of understood more of what I was doing, and they realized that I am knowledgeable in what I was talking about, and I wasn't just BSing it like a lot of business coaches do. I hate to say that, but you know those fake business coaches that are just in it for the money and they haven't had a successful business or a thriving podcast or anything, and they're like, oh, I can teach you how to do this, but they never give you their results or what they've done. I took the other approach and I was like, here's what I do, here's my results, here's what I've done. I've laid everything out and I was like, here you go. And because I wanted to bring people into the program, I also decided that I was going to do a webinar. That in itself was an experience. I recorded it the day I got sick. You could kind of hear it in the video. And I tried my hardest to get it done, like, in one shot. And it didn't go that way. It definitely was not easy for me to record. A lot of planes were going overhead because where I live, we're, like, at right near an Air Force base. So you get, like, 5-10 times a day planes going overhead, the big jets, the 747s, all that. And it was annoying, but I got it recorded and uploaded, and it's also on MemberVault, which is amazing. You could also host webinars on there. But I got that all done, and I was super excited. And I realized that people weren't going to log into my webinar after the day it started, because they didn't want to have to go through the hoops, which is something I learned. And I want you guys to know that it's okay for a launch to fail. You learn, you live and you learn. You figure out what went wrong. You figure out how you can fix it so you can do better on the next route. So that's what I'm doing. So the webinar did not work. The course itself worked. We have a few amazing women right now enrolled in the class. And of course, if you want to join, as you're listening to this podcast, you're probably debating on starting your own podcast. If you want to join, you can head over to dreamnowmedia.com/shop, and you can actually purchase your, membership for 20% off, which is huge. It's a lifetime membership. And you can get 20% off of it with the code SmallBizBay. Yeah, Small Biz Babe, until the 16th. Today is the 13th, so you have 3 days. And you can go, and it's honestly a small investment for all of the amazing things you're getting. And if like you're worried about missing a coaching call because of the times, you don't have to worry. They're all recorded, so you can still get all of the valuable info that I'm putting out there. And it's just really, really good for everybody, honestly. So if you want to do it, you can sign up right now at dreamnowmedia.com/shop. You can go, and it's one of the products. It's a VIP coaching program. You'll see it's very simple. And I also have another program that's in there that I'm starting on working with. And it's one that I truly love and I'm truly excited to put out there. It's going to take a bit of time. It'll be put out in about June, I believe, mid-June. But if you want to sign up for that one, you can also sign up for it right now. It's a small, even smaller investment, and it's not the same as the VIP course where the VIP program course. I always say course, just so you know, but it's not the same where it drops every day, every like Monday at a certain time. The other program is one where you can work through it yourself. It's progressive, which means as soon as you finish one unit, the other one unlocks and it continues going on until you're finished. And it's called the Building Your Biz program, where, or Branding Your Biz, excuse me, Branding Your Biz program, where you can actually learn how to brand your biz, why it's important, how to find your ideal clients. You can learn how to build your own website on Squarespace. You can learn how to, I believe, promote it on social media properly, how to create social media graphics. And it's a really amazing course. So if you guys have any questions about that, you could always hit me up on Instagram at DreamNowMedia or at EmilyHesterNCS, because if you didn't know, I have two Instagrams. Also, brings me to another announcement. We're getting rid of the Creative Boss Babe Instagram. As much as I love it, and as much as I like the idea of having it, it's not doing the hottest in reaching my ideal listener and client, because they're all the people who follow me on my normal Instagram at DreamNowMedia. So we're going to be taking this Instagram down. Actually, we'll just be leaving it where it is now, so you can follow if you want, but it's not going to get many updates, if any at all. Everything will be on Dream Now Media. So if you followed the Creative Boss Babe, just go and search at Dream Now Media. It's also in the bio, I believe. No, it's not. I will put it in the bio of the Instagram, so you can just click on it and follow us there, where we'll be posting snippets of interviews, the shows. You'll get all of your normal small creator shout outs and everything. So yes. Gosh, I just ranted for 12 minutes about a program and I don't think I finished, but that's okay. It's just, there's been so much going on with the launch. If you haven't seen, I also redid the entire store on the website, where there's brand new products that you can work with and use and purchase for a very good price. There's DIY brand kits where you have like a logo template for BeFunky, which is a super easy use platform. I compare it to PicMonkey, but it's free, it's easy to use, and it's amazing. And you basically have templates for certain logos, submarks, alternate logos, and then you have a brand board where you can go in and you can add your color palette to it, and you can write down your fonts, and it's kind of like a little reminder of what you have for your brand. And it also displays everything. So if you're working with somebody, you can like send it over, like, here's my logo, here's my alternate logo, here's my submarks, here's my color palette, here are the fonts I use. It's all listed there. It's super easy to edit. You get a full document full of instructions on how to edit and change things. And it's just one of the things I've loved creating recently. I think there's 5 in the store. So I'm also working on another website template, which you guys know I love my website templates. There's 2 up currently. One of them will be coming down, the storyline template. It's just not doing as well as hot as I wanted it to, so it's going to come down. And in place of that, we're going to be putting up Youngblood, which is a new, I want to say like fall-inspired website template that is so gorgeous. I can't wait to share it with you guys. It should be done by the time the next episode goes up. Speaking of which, next episode will be coming out on Friday. You probably noticed this one's out on a Monday. Insane. I know. I just wanted to kind of catch up on everything. And because of that, we will be doing two episodes this week. And then we'll be back to every Friday. Hopefully that'll all work. Yeah, I'm excited. Just to be getting back to creating content and just working on things, you know? You know how it is. So yes, now is the time when I'm going to warn you about the fact that we're going to be talking about Avengers Endgame. We're going to take a quick sponsor break. We're going to do our small creator of the week. We're going to do our song of the week. And then we're going to launch into our pop culture news, which will all be about Avengers. So keep that in mind, okay? I'll let you know in the description of the episode the timestamp for when it starts and when it ends so you guys can check it out and know, okay? So let's get into the sponsors. If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code EMILY69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode. And hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for? This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today. Smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. It'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMBBTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag #WearLively and @WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. This week's small creator shout out goes to MirandaToledo_ on Instagram. Miranda is a marketing wizard. She's a coach for virtual assistants, social media managers, and just amazing, amazing people. Her Instagram feed is great. I love her quotes that she posts and just kind of the hacks she has. They're so inspiring. I love seeing them because as a business, you can never stop learning. She's also just super inspiring and super amazing. So you guys should definitely go follow her. Again, it's @MirandaToledo_. It'll be linked in the description of the episode. So make sure you go follow her. This week's song of the week is If I Can't Have You by Shawn Mendes. Y'all know Shawn Mendes is amazing. I absolutely love this song. It just came out like 2 weeks ago. Again, I know I'm a bit behind on everything, but this song is just so good. It's very danceable and it's something I can just put on and listen to while I'm working. It'll keep my head up and keep me kind of focused, which I love. So this week's song of the week is If I Can't Have You by Shawn Mendes. You can listen to it on the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist, which is linked in the description. And it's also in our extended show notes at dreamnowmedia.com/podcast. Oops. Okay. This is it. It's time to talk about Avengers Endgame. If you don't want to hear it, check out the link in the description. You will see a time code. Go to that time and you won't hear any more about it. I just really need to talk about it on the show because I love it so much. Once we talk about it, I'll be talking about some other pop culture things. So yes, go. Are you gone? I hope so. If you're hearing this and you don't want to know about spoilers, skip ahead, okay? Now, if you're still around, you want to hear spoilers, right? Perfect. So, let's talk about Avengers Endgame. Y'all know I love Avengers Endgame so much. In fact, if you guys didn't know, I love Marvel so much that one of my first ever podcast episodes was about Infinity War, because I started my podcast in 2018, and it was right before Infinity War came out. I love the Avengers. This movie was amazing. I loved it so much. I didn't think I would, and I didn't think I'd be able to sit through 3 hours, because I always complain about Titanic and the fact that it's 3 hours long. But I sat through this movie for 3 hours, and I would have sat through it for three more if I needed to. It was that amazing. There were so many things I loved about it. There were some things I was kind of iffy on. And of course, there were things I was just so upset by. But we'll get into that in a second. Let's start with what I loved. I absolutely loved how they kind of dealt with most of the characters and brought them the 5 years in the future to kind of deal with it. And I love that they gave Tony Stark a family. He deserved it. He needed it. It to me was just an amazing idea for him to have that family. That's something that he even had a dream about in Infinity War. If you caught that, you're great. It just was really cool to have that. Professor Hulk, man, loved Professor Hulk. He was such a cool character. I did cry at the beginning of the film when Cap was in the bathroom shaving his beard, because I freaking loved that beard. R.I.P. Cap's beard. The only non-survivor. No, I'm kidding. That brings me to what I didn't like. Tony Stark dying. Oh my god, y'all. Tony Stark died. I bawled. I cried the entire last hour of the movie. Like, I was hit with so many emotions, and it was not good. The moment everybody showed up in the portal, I lost it. Tears streaming down my face as I watched. I was so emotionally attached to these characters, and I, like, wanted to know what happened to them so bad that when they finally showed up, and they had the entire moment where Cap went Avengers Assemble, I lost it, especially when Peter Parker showed up in the portal, because y'all know I have the biggest love for Tom Holland. Thank God he never listens to my podcast, because that would be embarrassing. But yeah, so it was amazing having that happen, but Tony dying just hurt my heart. I'm glad Pepper was there with him in his final moments to say, it's okay, we'll be okay. I also like that Peter was there. It kind of was reverse of what happened with Peter in Infinity War, where he died in Tony's arms and Tony died in his arms. It was really sad, but and the fact that there's no possibility of him coming back like Peter did just hurts my little heart. I cried, but I also know that Marvel is probably going to take advantage of the fact that everybody wants Peter Parker to be Morgan's older brother and to act like it, so they're going to take advantage of it in Far From Home. Other than that, I'm glad they finally defeated Thanos, because asshole deserved it. If you didn't know, they defeated Thanos, and I'm not talking about the first time when Thor cut off his head, because that was just annoying. I'm talking about, them and Tony doing the snap and erasing Thanos from life. It was just amazing. Definitely something that should have happened in the first film, but I'm glad it happened in the second, because it finally happened. The funeral broke my heart, of course. It was so sad. And then Cap. Let's talk about Cap for a minute. So Cap had quite a few moments in this film. He had the America's ass scene, which, by the way, I've commented on that ass since the first Avengers film. Every single time I'll be like, oh, look at that ass. And my friends will laugh at me. But no, this time they addressed it, because his ass, that suit does him so well. But that was great, and him fighting his past self was great. Almost cried when he saw Peggy again in the 70s when he went back. The Stanley tribute was amazing, by the way. Or not the Stanley tribute, the Stanley scene was amazing. It was very cool to see him in his last final scene because he's not going to be in Far From Home, contrary to what people believe. He has no cameo in Spider-Man Far From Home. But it was just great seeing that Cap was able to go back and spend his life with Peggy and have the life he always wanted. He got that dance that was such a huge moment. And, oh God, I'm going to cry. It just was so good. And then watching him age and him show back up like 5 seconds after he disappeared and having Bucky be there, be all happy, and having Falcon become the new Cap. I'm just, oh my God, I'm going to cry. It was really, really good to have that happen. And I'm glad they ended his story that way without killing him, because I don't think I could have handled them killing off Cap too. They already hurt us enough by taking away his beard, so they couldn't kill him. But yeah, the movie was just amazing. And I'm so glad it came out, and I'm so glad I took the time to go see it in theaters, because I don't think I would have survived if I didn't see it in theaters. But I'm glad I did. And see, now I'm crying and I'm all snuffly and sorry about that. I'm sorry for headphone users. That was disgusting. No more of that. And no more crying. So, mark this moment, this second right here. 6 minutes and 48 seconds after I started talking about it, we're done talking about Avengers Endgame. Now, let's talk about the Met Gala. It was a thing. Lady Gaga had a 16-minute entrance with 4 fucking outfits. All killer, by the way. Loved the pink and black aesthetic she went with. Loved it. Her entire entrance was amazing. I found it really cool. There were some great costumes and, like, outfits for people. I loved seeing Cole Sprouse and Lily Reinhart and what they wore. It was amazing. Camila Mendes as well. Camila Mendes and Madeline Petch. Oh, so good. I love them both. It was a great time watching the red carpet. There were a few people I was a little disappointed in, not gonna lie. Taron Egerton, extremely disappointed in. I was also extremely disappointed in Shawn Mendes, but more so Taron, because he just did the Elton John film, and any of the costumes he wore in that film would have worked perfectly with the camp theme. But no, he shows up in a freaking suit, and that's it. I'm just like, really? There's nothing? At least Shawn Mendes tried a bit more, and he put some gold and bronze in his hair. No, I was just, it's just Taron. Come on, boy. If you guys don't know who Taron is, he's playing Elton John in the new biopic Rocket film, or Rocket Man, nope, not Rocket Film, Rocket Man. He was also in the Kingsman films, which, by the way, I love those films. He also was the singing gorilla in Sing, believe it or not. I didn't know that until after I saw him in Kingsman, but I definitely really, really, really love the Kingsman films. Number 2 is my favorite, but anyways, he was great. There was also, I can't remember who it is, it might have been Frank Ocean, but somebody wore slacks in a freaking windbreaker. A windbreaker. You got the wrong kind of camp. Whatever. It is what it is. So, this week we have the season finale of Riverdale, and the trailer looks insane. I'm not going to talk about Riverdale until the season ends and it comes out on Netflix. And then probably I'll wait a week, because that gives enough people enough time to binge it. And then I'll chat about it on the show. But y'all, it looks insane. And the way it's going, I think it is going to be insane. So I'm excited. I'm super excited. Anything else? Oh yes, there are some concerts coming up that I might be going to that you'll be hearing about, hopefully. I'm really hoping to go see Hunter Hayes in Anaheim, which is about, I want to say, like 10 minutes from where I'm staying right now, maybe 20. So I'm hoping to go see him on the 24th, which is not this Friday, but next Friday. And I'm also hoping to get tickets to go to Wango Tango to see 5 Seconds of Summer and the Jonas Brothers. Because, first off, Jonas Brothers, that's going to be an amazing show.
And then Five Sauce. You know how much I love Five Sauce and how excited I am for this. So hoping I can get those tickets as well. But right now we're just going to hope for Hunter on the 24th. I will keep you guys up to date on Instagram, what's happening with that, if anything happens. But yes, this pop culture segment has been 10 minutes, so I'm going to cut it here because you don't want to hear me talk about it more until Friday when we'll talk about it even more. Yes, but there was my Avengers Endgame review, as least spoiler as possible, but still spoiler. My review of the Met Gala. Yeah, that's about it. That's all I'm going to talk about this week. Wait till Friday, y'all. More's coming. Okay, guys, I have spent long enough talking your ear off about pop culture and about my launch, so I'm going to end the episode here. Just remember that we have an episode coming out on Friday, as usual, so stay tuned for that. Get excited. We're going to have amazing things happening. We're also going to be having episodes every Friday again. I know, I keep saying that, but I didn't plan on getting sick for a month. Other than that, if you guys want to check out our show notes, it's dreamnowmedia.com/podcast. We also have a link hub down in the description of the episode, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, that has everything you need to know about our business, about our sponsors, about the show. You could check it all out there. You can shop our products. Make sure you shop before the sale ends on the 16th. You can get 20% off everything in our shop and all of our product, or all of our shop and all of our products and all of our services by using the code SmallBizBabe when booking or purchasing. So keep that in mind. 20% is a lot. You can still join the VIP podcast coaching program if that's something you're interested in. Again, dreamnowmedia.com/shop has all that info. And that's all in the link up in the description. So check that out. Yeah, I love you guys. I will be back Friday with a new episode. Bye!